From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what is actually happening in the city. Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts. They'll discuss the situation in Aleppo. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, spoke to reporters.
There are moments when there is an awareness that military victories are not a victory for peace, because peace needs to be won separately. And there are moments when, in fact, everyone realizes that perhaps now is the time to start again looking at the political process.
Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, though, says regardless of what happens in Aleppo, his troops will continue to fight until the conflict is over. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who still might be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 100. A quake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday. There were reports of collapsed buildings on the island of Malaita, and there was another earthquake off the coast of Northern California. This is VOA News.